I've known Chris for more than 20 years, it occurs to me, in writing this. I'm afraid to say that, actually. First in reading and responding to his lively contributions to several listservs devoted to poetry, where he was a crucial informant concerning what had been and was happening in British poetry, visual arts, music, and dance. We had a pretty good email exchange going before I met him in 1997, I think it was, at a conference in New Hampshire. Chris was beginning his involvement with the program in performance writing at Dartington College of Arts in Southwest England. His bright and buoyant personality online, as combined with an impressive history of publication and range of knowledge and curiosity, had me a little intimidated to meet him, I'll confess. But I found out quickly that he is friendly, as friendly and helpful and prepared to collaborate in making writing and in performing as he is online. Chris has been a publisher of fine little books from his press, Sound and Language, a musician with groups including Slant and Garam Masala, a dancer, a visual artist, a leader in the emergent field of e-poetry and in sound poetry, and of course an author working in various and variously hybrid genres in and around writing. His books include Songs from Navigation from Reality Street, The Church, The School, The Beer, from Critical Documents, I'll move it to the light here, this will make it easier. Part, Short Life Housing from The Gig, and most recently Pickles and Jams from Blazevox, which we launch here this evening. Some years ago, he won a BBC, he won an award for a BBC 3 radio documentary on Madagascar. He's collaborated with many writers, artists, and performers, including the musician Shannon Jones and the artist Kirsten Lavers, who with Chris produced a strong run of books, installations, videos, and other indeterminate objects as things not worth keeping. How Chris has managed to do all of this as one person is a mystery to me. There's a photograph of him on one book that may explain it, however. It shows a toy truck on Chris's head, presumably delivering the very latest news. This truck must visit regularly. There are continuities in Chris's work, playfulness, not least, an interest in what is outside the letter in law or blurs their boundaries, much as genres are bent into new occasions, documentary, performance. For a long time, Chris in his emails used the words love and love as a valediction. And I note that in her fine blurb for his new book, the critic Maria Damon speaks of its poems as, quote, lush and brazen poems of love and outrage, which Chris might well take on as a new valediction for these terrible times. When Chris became a part of the faculty at Miami, it didn't take long for his creative and generous work and spirit as an artist and teacher to make a big impact. He's still making it. I'm excited to hear him read from his new work this evening. I think I've known Peter Manson for almost as long as I've known Chris. Maybe not quite so long, but close. I think, but am not certain, that I first met him at, maybe Peter will correct this, at the Sound Eye Festival in Cork, Ireland, where with Tom Leonard and Jerry Luce, Peter has often represented Scottish poetry. Though to be fair, Peter's poetry has always been in conversation with a lot of writing from beyond Scotland. The abstract lyrics of the American poet Clark Coolidge, for instance, or the French modernist tradition, especially, of course, Mallarmé, whose work he has translated brilliantly and in 2012 allowed us to publish at the Miami University Press. That book, translated as The Poems in Verse, is the most celebrated and best-selling book of poetry we've produced. If you've had a chance to read other translations of Mallarmé, which do have a few virtues, this miraculous translation by Peter, many years in the making, 18 years, I think, in the making, is to them as cold and clear spring water is to warm sour milk, in terms of its clarity and the pleasures of experiencing it. Like Chris's work, Peter's is often playful, as for example, in one poem from the other book that Miami University Press publishes, Between Cup and Lip, both of these are available outside, by the way, where Peter reworks Herrick's Gather Ye Rosebuds While You May, a famous phrase insisting that we get on with it, into increasingly elaborate sentences that go on and on. That kind of impishness is often part of Peter's work, together with, sometimes beside, a black humor that will remind some of Beckett, at least in Peter's great prose book, Adjunct, An Undigest, but which maybe has something to do with Scottish literature and culture, since Peter's compatriots have never been short of insults and are not afraid to roll out the names of the dead. Like Chris, Peter has been handy with the computer, which has assisted him as he explores the poetic possibilities of fractals and text-generating machines. Some years ago, Peter co-edited an important poetry magazine called Object Permanence. I'm proud to own its full run. He is the author of the books I have already named and others, including For the Good of Liars from Barque, English and Mallarmé, Blart, Poems of Frank Rupture from Sancho Panza, and Factitious Heirs from Zarf. These books are also here, or some of these books are here, but you'll have to buy them if you're interested in them directly from Peter, because they're outside of the system of the Miami credit card, Miami University bookstore credit card machine. But we'll work it out. We have some cash here. I've got some cash. I'll give you some cash. Kathy's got some cash. Kinsey's got some cash. In fact, Kinsey's offered to buy you all a book. So. He also has poems in a number of important anthologies, including an anthology of conceptual writing, Against Expression. He's held residencies or fellowships at Cambridge University, Little Sparta, and elsewhere. He knows a lot about blues music and punk, but also snails and poinsettias. I could go on, but really they should. Please join me in welcoming these two great, great poets.
That was a wonderful reading. Thank you so much for coming. It's really hard to follow that kind of introduction. I'm just going to read from this book. I've never done a poetry reading like this before. Literally just reading poems out of a book. That's it. That's all it took. I'm going to read about 29 poems in, I think, about 21 minutes. They're going to come pretty thick and fast. The only thing that you need to know is that there is just one poem on each page, although sometimes they might seem to be running together. The pickles and the jams will leak out all over. Environmental foam. The faucet in my bathroom is a delta, and I turn its run to gushing when I'm brushing my teeth, the bone fishes, and I blush thinking of how my brushing my teeth in such brash fashion is both further polluting and depleting the environment in which I live and brush my teeth. Almost all of these poems are about water and harm. Without regulation, there is no air. Traded aspects of bread are divided between dirty roots down thinking, controlled and unproductive lives, related demand to rank dependence, and sanctioned moaners bleating prayer. The vegetated crops are disposable, forms corrupt and impermissible, sexual publics, starving behaviors, dreaming bloodshot lives of liquor, and sanctioned monies weeping prayer. In an economy of regulated activity and peopled enactments promoted to cook the crowd into a tank leader, then punch the can until it's square, are sanctioned flunkies tweeting prayer. You like it when I take the initiative, but you don't like it when I don't take the initiative you want me to take. I find it hard to know what to say when I am asked to explain what I meant when I said I didn't know what I was expected to say. And an am abuser, abusing, abuser, abuser, forward and in. Anybody, abuser, abusing, abuser, abuser, forward. Yes, I know. But I had no clue which one you were quoting or riffing off of. Yes, I know. No. Oint. Perfect. No. Oink. Point. I love your typos. Your typos leak wisdom. I never used everything. I wired the book machine to forgetting. This charming machine rolled my cloying will into a noodle of everything. From a pen of auto-acceleration named death, I found an abuse of concentration. A termination, in other words, an auto-acceleration of everything I always wanted to forget. How to photograph Vietnam, how to photograph flavor, how to photograph baby, how to photograph autopsy, how to photograph nude, how to photograph extreme, how to photograph frack, how to photograph mystic, how to photograph official, how to photograph pictures, how to photograph uppermost, how to photograph samples, how to photograph fart, how to photograph bondage, how to photograph result, how to photograph diagnosis, how to photograph serial, how to photograph buildings. I owed long wind like old enough. News pioneer shooting my film of my old life. Resigned my computer to Origin immediately, writing this form about use as an ode to spotty connectivity. I arrived flat from Flickoff, spotted writing nothing but hummingbirds made on a computer. I flipped the hummingbird to leak my ancestry, spoke up over sticky date pudding, our intentions turned soon saccharine, an emotional distance uploaded result. I met an oldie meeting place, bold between oceans, playing figures of untold freedom on rented tables with shiny new spoons. I was crying in a rainforest. Wasn't nearly enough. I touched the writing gods with traditional pioneer recipes, like the wind blew advisory, no networks of origin. I hid my beauty in my plane. I paused and pondered the process. Facebook bears witness to my alcoholic abuse of my children. I am stern. I alternate between coddling and punishing. I am a reward and punish kind of person. I created a mill of the overbearing mum, dad, dead, mum, some dad kind. I was not kind. I cut off all communication so that any attempt by my son at communication became overbearing. Then I could declaim that I had paused and pondered the process. A conservative estimate. I experienced my awfully big number as a chronicle of need. I felt my traditional to be artfully restrained. I presented the case for my conservative point. I know one style is too restrained. I darkened, though, I reigned, I thought, how dark had might, raped, made, might, case raped, daily numbed, the numbers raped, the end is traditional, wrote small, too. Needs traditional, traditional, restrained, traditional.
Traditional!
Rigged.
Traditional! Ah!
A strain made every daily. Alcoholism partly determined the behaviour of my grandmother, and my step-grandfather is partly responsible for her alcoholism. He was a petty banker Rotarian piglet with his goldfish gut, another burden for her to suffer after the death of my grandfather from tuberculosis at the end of World War I. His death, at least, partly determined by the imbecility of gas bags between countries. Their marriage slowly dissolved into an ornamental garden pond that five compensatory goldfish could nuzzle weed and burp in. In middle age, he droned on, "Man goes to belly and woman to bum." From A Year of Asking Awkward Questions. When is it ever advisable and possible to speak, to become and be a voice for somebody else, with integrity, to an extent that empowers that person or persons instead of diverting their power to one's own devices? What colour is the wind? If I caucus myself, can I rig the vote? How does the rubric hit the road? After the film, and here the eye of Ing has been whited out, I rocked my barn out and clung to my dirty ride because of evidence of sweating jobs in short supply. I am the dredge of hell. I am the slop of dawn, a cursing master of lack in my market van with cut mouth leaking attributions broth, a destination nightmare set to music on an outsider-insider trip of avoidance that follows the future of the burns I can, the wreaths of cranes between dark teeth. Fawn, F-O-R-N. Brackish, sun-dried waters drum mouths, drum river pot. Drum garlic and parsley through coastal recipe fish put cloves into rocky mouths. I tend to my naked areas, celery deserted, salt chopped, put it in a fish pot. You might think that some of these poems have a very contemporary resonance, and they do, but actually they were nearly all written between the Fukushima earthquake in 2011 and 2013, although they feel much more. His mouth is masked by gathered leaves. He wants to sleep before he fucks me. First he squats to dream. He is a mud-caked pig in the woods, showing his enjoyment of the moment by belching. His dick spurts blood as I cap it, drink to dance around compliance. Compliance assist. Some of you will remember that piece of asinine administrative software at Miami. Our inner life become an institutional benefit enshrined in the form of a report on research undertaken, co-managing our dark environs, need-sated behavioural use of the health sets provided, the private thing, a comprehensive plan, compliance on common streets assessed, assistance, the flowers of our tight collective, federated standards enforced across land. Outer world deviations can go post their bans in vain
walking the minimum services alone, life remedial transport, shot encouragement, out of the cradle, a knowledge of retirement. I write for profit. Helping money find money. I make time help sweep. These days I hire my own help. Myself, I am a helicopter. To myself, a flash flood on my own horizons do all forms of authority. Act as helicopters to ship time on the money. I wonder, did I die sweeping the blood from my slaughterhouse floor with my hair on the steps of the courthouse, the art house, the warehouse, weeping this recompense writing, I survey the conditioning threat. Coyote. It is night here. Even though light splashes trees outside my window, it is night. Coyotes hunting in a stream below where I am sleeping, unsnorkeling drays on brute. My fingers clutch these pillows of persistent thinking from my dream. Try not to harm them. Using the fur on a stuffed bear, pursing its mouth to a flute, I blow uneven tune from memory. I seek to channel every tear, letting these voices through me. If anything should happen to you, I would go completely crazy and throw myself into life unlike ever before. If anyone were to try to harm you, given that harm is not so easy to define, I would cover myself in ashes and starve. If there were no one there to remind you, like there's always supposed to be something there to be reminding you. There's a strange little word. Don't know what to call it. Affect. Usage. Else make up full pretty retweeted without personal notes. Retweeted without notes, without personnel. Retweeting personal doubt is else bullying me typing retweeted. I can't speak for myself. I can't treat. I cannot speak of an illness. I cannot speak a chance dogging. The title unwoken else used I make bully re-noted retweeted. Bully, negated, retweeted. Expectation. Chad of erasure. Holes where corners incompletely resulted. Hanging holes where corners dimpled. A piece of paper partially punched, partially attached. A hole clinging to itself. Enacting the failure of being removed. It is almost spring. Snow falls on the zinc eyelid of a robot king. The almond trees are singing to the stars. He talks, T-O-R-Q-U-E-S. His wheels dead and set along bird trails. The cute end of his tongue pierced by an old routine. Hearing an absent joy, his sap is now seeking his robot heart, the one without. It is almost spring. He no longer hears a bell. He no longer brushes his teeth. He no longer hears us speak. He no longer answers the phone. He has no more irritation. He harbors no breath to speak of. He will not be able to taste pudding, nor to say that the hedges need trimming. He has no need for oxygen. He cannot smell the jacaranda. He is gone. He's a desktop fracking his desktop. I so wanted to sleep, but lay woken all night gathering mud. Blood draining from severed arms into hard rain. I lay streaming in pain, I was wet and I stank. Lives leaked right out of me, I became blank. Flooded, continuous red line, bloody hair, dead of night. I spoke of imitation of the red light bands later, somehow the rhythm of a majority vector. I was bored stiff, coming up surplus yet again, defining terms when I want to talk highfalutin. About lack of money or separations imperious, blue impressions of the pre-phonographic eras, as incompletely antithetical marches say again, a dirty march, the social march, the abandoned march, the march of synthesis magnified, that kind of thing. I shot the safety trainer, but I did not shoot. The security demonstrator and headshot, untrained, fatally fat ally, myself fatally hot. I shot the rapido nationalist mechanism, but I did not shoot the speed hostage peanut dead. I shot the television, shot the ground instead. The opening shot, an untrained, this is the word white, but the W and the E have been whited out, it's just left with hit. Man accidental. Plane, I shot the gun itself, a twice disappeared boom opportunity shot in one end of an illegal family. It's plastic gunborne heart shooting down argument. Mostly the sound of a conceited morning bone vent shot in the face of a cool kill chasing the river bent. Sometimes I shot the blazing flames of nothing, I thought. The safety trainer, but I did not shoot the riff. For Barry McSweeney, who said all of my words are homeless. And if I fall asleep in a public space, I am trespassing, I am not moving, at least not moving into voice an area subject to immoval through an understanding of sacrifice to clear the text of relocation, as in a sense of shaded and shading provided to confine and detain the land in narratives of protest and victimization, enacting a threat to bring harm home between nurture and power through water using presence. As a threat to health unable to handle this accumulated sludge, the official of one agency, let's call him Floating Solids, accusing another agency of being uncooperative, making continuously discolored. So that the red herring in this case is a little pig, a rhetoric around an alien body of bodies bringing harm to the potable, often resurfacing as a threat of sabotage at a distance from a conventional political dysfunction flood into setup, resurfacing I. In of is flood water call well. Is of if floating call fall well. Confined to discontinuity, I am an accumulated sabotage of home. Inverse pyramid schema. There's a lot of shape poems in this book too. The poems have a lot of shape. If anyone is going to get hair removal right, I would picture it stealing a well-worn shell off the bliss of my abject rictor. I mean, I even smelled the bliss in lukewarm cotton. Buds, I swiped away my bleeding face with potion. Soothing cream from relative minutes after douche acorn, peppercorn, hair, anyone, shit, rapture, brush, planting a kiss on the lips of a cockatoosh. Oh, I so didn't mean you in particular, Tosh. My intent, a portrait of face removal cream, an implied lingo inverter, dream schemer, tiring of endless shared removals, turning attention to sighted approval. Each step I take, a sight of dreaded fuzz on the faces of the dead. It is not you that I hear. It is what I hear when I hear you. It is not you that I touch. It is what I touch when I touch you. It is not you that I love, it is what I love when I love you. It is not you that I taste, it is what I taste when I taste you. It is not you that I smell, it is what I smell when I smell you. It is not you that I love, it is what I love when I love you. It is not you that I see, it is what I see when I see you.